BMOS92Q.com. Ya tu sabe, your boy Dirty Rice. One half of hashtag feed me. You already know the deal. And I got my personal homie in the building. Be more careful. Ellis, what it is, man?
What up? What's good, homie?
Ain't nothing. I see you've been moving a lot, yo. Like, since the last time we chopped it up, you've been definitely making some big moves.
Now, you got to, man. You got to. Moving water makes stagnant water move. You feel me? So I'm out here trying to move and shake, you know what I mean? Make some things happen. I'm blessed, brother. I can't complain, man. Got the city looking good right now.
Man, you definitely dropping some quiet gems on him right there, too. So let everybody know who Ellis is for people that ain't familiar.
Ellis is one of the illest MCs you'll ever hear in your life. Ellis is a Baltimore native. Ellis is a ex-hooper, you feel me? Went to Cardinal Gibbons, left there, went to junior college at Frederick Community College, went to a D2 in Elkins, West Virginia, Davis and Elkins. I'm immortalized in all my institutions of higher learning, too. I got the three-point records at both of them, so I wasn't just hanging around.
Right, you feel me?
Yeah, and fell in love with hip-hop early on, man. It had to be, I want to say, it ain't hard to tell video from Nas. Like, that right there just... I got to learn how to do that. Like, that's the first thing popped in my mind. I got to learn how to do that. You know, and ever since then, I've been blessed to have people around me that are super talented, whether it be Legend, who was my in-house producer. I craft all my albums with him. Like, we'll come up with a sound, and then he'll have the beats. But he's been doing beats since we was in high school. So he was doing beats and rhyming before I was even rhyming, like, seriously. Okay. Then to Tony, my homegirl, my manager, my tour manager, my video director. She's everything, you feel me? She just happened to be a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. It was super talented in the art of film. So I've been blessed, brother. Like, so when you see a lot of things come on, when you see BMC or you hear BMC or Be More Careful, like, it's a collective. Mm-hmm. This film artwork, art design, whether it be even with the artwork for the EOE, with Jewel doing that, that's art, you feel me? She's BMC, like, it's a collective, you feel me? I just happen to be the face, I guess I would say.
Okay,
word. And shout out to Stan Green, too.
Word. So now, I remember when we first got up, and for everybody that don't know, people will be surprised who your favorite rapper would be. You know what I mean? So, like, what about that rapper in particular? When you find out people, you're going to be like, dang, that's crazy, and it will make sense. What about that rapper just gravitated you towards him besides Nas?
All right, so let me think who I said, because I'm a Gemini, so I probably change favorite rappers every other day. Is it the Genius?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, yeah. The brother is, all right, one thing, I come from the era of, well, I'm not going to say I come because I was young doing that, but I grew up listening to that golden era, whether it be Mobb Deep, Nas, The Wu, Boot Camp Clip, Dog Pound, UGK, Scarface. So I came up in that, and in that era, it wasn't like how it is today. Like, today, it was more about not what you say, but how you say it. Mm-hmm. So you could say, I'm riding down the street. Can I say smoking weed on that?
Yeah.
I'm riding down the street smoking weed. That can be a hook right now. I'm riding down the street smoking weed. I'm riding down the street smoking weed. Right? But back then, you had songs like Gin and Juice that made it art. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? But when it comes to the GZA took it to a whole nother level. When you hear records like Labels, where he's using every record label, but really saying it as if he's putting it in a story form, the way they become characters, or even Animal Planet, or even like my favorite verse from him is when you hear Wu-Tang Forever, their second album, classic album in my opinion, the best group album of all time in my opinion. He starts it off. And my man, what did my man says? Reunited, LLP, world excited, struck a match to the underground. Industry ignited through metaphorical parables to fertilize the earth. He didn't say, yo, my team is nice and we got bars. You know what I mean? He said through metaphorical parables to fertilize the earth. Basically saying we giving you lessons within these bars that you can grow from. And you don't get that today.
Right.
So I think the Genius kind of, because he's kind of like the underdog, almost kind of slept on, like the RZA's kind of like little cousin or whatever. But the brother had bars and still has bars to this day. So I mean, that I listen to him when I want to make sure I'm still sharp, you know, because I can't compare what I do to what brothers is doing right now, because it's no longer an emphasis on lyricism or flow, or brothers don't even rhyme no more, my G. Like, you get some artists where the words is not even rhyming, then they'll call that poetry. They'll say this is poetry because it don't rhyme.
Like, or it just sound hard with the hook. You
right,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's one thing about you that I admire. Like, I remember when they bought your record, the White Henny video. Okay. And I, you know, from that point, I never heard of you before.
Right.
You know, and I was like, yo, this is like legit dope music. Like, I was
appreciate
the video caught my attention, the beat caught my attention, and I did my homework on you. You know, we got up and everything.
Right.
And the work, the progression to see where you at now is an amazing feeling. Like everybody needs to know your process because you started with the 2K project, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, let's go. We can go all the way back. Okay. I started with The Essence. We recorded that in Legend's bedroom with the head. Look, only one pair of headphones and it was cracked. So you had to hold both of the earpieces together to your ear, like, right?
Oh, man.
Crazy. Hey, we didn't know what we was doing, man. But it was just like, yo, let's try this out, see what happens. And from that, you got records like Over Your Head. You got records like 95 Live. And like, looking back, I really don't listen to my old work. But from that, I could hear that we had something.
Right.
And the people around me could hear that we had something. Right. Then from there, you get my first solo LP, the Blu-ray ELP. And that's when you get the first look that really kind of got me on Worldstar, that really kind of got me on the blogs, that kind of got notoriety amongst my peers within Baltimore, which was Be More Boys, the record Be More Boys and Oh Lord. Mm-hmm. So that was my first solo. That was me jumping out Dolo. You feel me? Still had Legend Production. That was my first time actually using other producers. And that's when I knew, like, all right, I got this.
Right.
I got this. You know what I mean? No hype, man. It's no, I don't got to rely on anybody else. And that confidence came from that. And from that, you got The Education of Ellis. Mm-hmm. Now, even though I recorded that album or the bulk of it in 2011, we didn't put it out until 2014 because I wanted to do a film. The short film directed and written by my manager, Tony Branson. So in between that, I'm like, I can't stay stagnant because I understand how things work now. It's a microwave society, right? Exactly. Everything is like instant gratification. Everything is everybody's prisoners of the moment. So out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. So I understood that I had to still put product out. So with the BMC series, the BMC 2K series, that's what I use more or less. That's me going over. That's really me holding on to the bangers, the beats that I had that was bangers and going off of some old classic joints and still mixing some original tunes in there. Mm-hmm. The next one, the BMC 2K13, was more or less taking that even to another level, and that had even more original production. And that's when you see a brother like Brain Trust, who works heavily with Boss Man, who's been very instrumental in that project and also in my new project, Ocean Grown. You get that, and then everything just happened to come together with White Henny, man. Like, it did what I thought it was going to do, man. I appreciate, like, all the support from you, 92Q, everybody, man.
And this is another thing with The Education of Ellis. People don't know that you also made, you know, they mentioned that it's also a movie.
Right.
And the movie is based on The Education of Sonny Carson. I actually watched the actual Education of Sonny Carson after I saw your movie.
Dope, right?
It's a dope movie. I love how it portrays, like, how those things are still going on in society right now, especially with the whole Freddie Gray thing.
Right.
I feel like people need to be educated on that. Right. And you're very, I would say you're one of the few conscious rappers that are out here. And what about that makes you want to give that to the people versus, you know, because you could go the easy route, the trap rap and all that. But what makes you stay true to that conscious rap scene?
Once again, it's like kids today are growing up on Gucci. Mm-hmm. Like, they growing up on Jeezy. They growing up on, they think Wayne is a new artist. Like, I really came up when The Source had hip hop quotables in there. Like, every month, the best verse that came out was in the magazine. And you was reading them. You feel me? And it was also a time when you had to say something. Because it wasn't social media. It wasn't a lot of these resources we have now. These brothers that I was influenced by didn't have that.
Right.
So you really had to be nice. Right? Mm. Now, being nice can come, it has a lot of different components. You got guys who real, they got the slick talk down like a kiss. Right? Mm. So I took from that. And you got brothers like Jay who can give you that hustler talk all day, but where it's poetry, where it really is art.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have brothers like Nas. Then you have brothers like Kweli. Then you have brothers like Khan and brothers like Mos who give you that conscious aspect but also give you that street aspect. And I think that's what molded me. Brothers like AZ, brothers like Nas. Because I look at it like this, just to keep it all the way 100. You think, Only a couple hundred years ago, we were slaves, brother.
Right.
Like, so we couldn't say nothing, right? We couldn't practice our religion. We were forced to learn Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't able to speak our own language. We were forced to learn English. But now you fast forward today, you can get in a studio, record something, and put it out and have the whole world hear. Why wouldn't you say something
to
with some substance?
Make a change.
Right. Something that means something.
Mm-hmm. And that's another great thing about, too. You mentioned, you know, Mos Def and Nas. And you actually got a record with this dude right here, Styles P. Styles, he has that gritty aspect where he got the street cred.
Right.
But he's very, out of the whole D-Block, I think he's the most conscious one out of all of them. And, you know, I think people need to know how that came together.
Oh, man. I wouldn't recommend people to take this route, but I actually went and found that brother. Like, you feel me? Yeah, I went to the Bronx. All right, so this, I tell you the whole story. It's a long story, but I'm going to try shortening this fact as easy as I can. So the Misled beat, I had the beat this is 2011, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's why I think, I don't mean to go off topic, that's why I thank God that this album did what it did, because it gave, because it actually, it stood the test of time.
Right.
3 years and just putting it out last year, and for it to get the kind of reaction it got, mm-hmm. it's crazy. So, in my mind, I already have the record, and I'm saying, yo, I need Styles on this. Just, I heard the beat, and I heard Styles on it. I had already laid my verses, so I go, I see he opened the juice bar. I go to the juice bar. He's not there.
The one
right?
off Castle Hill, right?
The one in Bronx, yep. The yep. one in the Bronx, not the one in, they just opened another one in Yonkers.
Yeah,
not the one
the
in one Yonkers.
The first one's yeah. in Castle Hill.
Yep, the one in the Bronx. I go there, he's not there. Go there again. He's there this time. He pulls up. He's like, all right, yeah, takes the CD, takes the music. All right, I got you. I'm going to hit you back. Don't hear nothing from him, right? Cool. So I'm plotting, right? This is me on my suit, but this is me on my 007 tip right here. So I'm like, yo, how can I get... Because I know if he hear the record, he going to mess with it.
Right.
You feel me? Because I came up on this brother music. Like,
right.
Remember, I listened to nothing but Styles P for like a whole summer once.
Right.
You feel me? When he was dropping that Ghost in the Shell mixtape.
Ooh,
and
classic.
When he was dropping Ghost in the Machine and Ghost Stories, like all of those joints.
Yeah.
So I got their DJ. I saw it was a DJ name. So crazy. He hosted my mixtape. I can't think of his name. That's how you know he was a pun. DJ OP, there you go. DJ OP, he was real close. I see he was real close to their camp. So I reached out to him, had him host the first 2K mixtape, BMC 2K12. Got him to host that. So through that, I'm in contact with him. So I'm hitting him constantly, like, yo, what's up with Styles? What's up with Styles? What's up with Styles? I mean, nonstop. So either he was going to be like, yo, I'm not answering this dude texts no more, or I'm going to just give him Styles' number. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he gave me Styles' number, rapped to Styles. He like, yo, if I like the beat, if I like what you talking about, I'm going to do it. If not, you're not going to hear nothing else from me. Sent them the record. I end up going to Manhattan. Like, yo, I got to talk to Styles. You feel me? Like, I'm a fan, bro. Like, I'm not one of these dudes. This, you know what I mean? I don't take myself that serious.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm a fan, so I'm hype. I'm about to go shopping. I'm going to Manhattan.
Right, right.
Soon as
right.
I get off the train, he calls and he's like, yo, come to the studio.
Oh,
so I'm
man.
Go to, so we go all the way to Yonkers. I get there, the record's done. There you go.
That's definitely crazy, yo, how that God works out things.
Crazy, man.
It's destiny. Now, what can we expect from this new project from you?
Ocean Grown, man. Ocean Grown is everybody says it's so cliche now to say it's my best work. It's my, because I like I say, I'm a fan of artists, and then I hear them say that, then I hear their album, and I'm like, nah, man.
Right.
But hands down, I won't even go that far. I'll just say it's a better me. Like, if you enjoy my music, if you enjoy me as an MC, this is me times 10. Like, whatever you heard, if you like the EOE, this destroys the EOE. Like, this completely annihilates the EOE.
Dang.
I'll break it down to you like this. First of all, just the fact of Static Selector, his involvement in the project,
mm-hmm.
right? He produced the intro. And shout out to Joey Badass. Shout out to the whole Show Off family.
Okay, we got some people on this joint.
Oh, they not. No. But that's Static's affiliation, and those brothers is cool dudes. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
He did the intro. He mixed the album. Like,
okay.
I'm like, as you get like more and more, as I got more and more into music and into the quality of the music I'm putting out, mixing became like a big part. Like, cause I want my music to knock, but I also want you to hear everything I'm saying.
Right.
Right. So the mixing process for me has always been a struggle with finding somebody that could really, really do that and make it of that high quality where it sounds like what you would get from an industry artist.
Right.
Bro, when I say Static put that knock in there, like he had all the beat files for like three weeks. I went up there two days out the week for 3 weeks, and we just mixed the whole album. We sat in there for hours and just got it sounding right. But I also recorded the intro, Super Conscious, which will be out June 2nd. It'll be on iTunes. It'll be everywhere. And we got footage of the making of the record. So check this out, right? He sent me the beat. I already knew what I wanted to do. It's crazy you brought up the genius, because he inspired this record. Because what I'm using is, it's called Super Conscious, but I'm using classic records throughout the whole joint.
Okay.
But I'm not saying them like I'm just naming classic records.
Yeah.
Like, to give you an example, it go, it's a part in the record, and I say, put up the church selling merch, playing Hell on Earth, infamous for murder music, without a reasonable doubt, that's how I prove it. My words match my actions, you can't confuse it, and if I can't find a chronic, I might lose it. Somebody tell God that I ain't ready to die. Why? Them stories about life after death, probably a lie. So I'm also using it as an intro to introduce people, because I know this is going to be a lot of people's first time hearing me outside of Baltimore, just period.
Right.
And I'm using it as an introduction to myself. So I'm also telling you things about myself, but also using the classic records in there. So it's a triple entendre.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so crazy, bro. Like, with the Freddie Gates, I promise you, I recorded this record like 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. 3 months ago, if not more. Easy. And it starts off so wild. I say, they say they want content, and I gave them substance and abundance. Now, my verse is too complex or taken out of context, but I was born with a complex, because I'm a target of the prison industrial complex. We burn shit down. We don't do bomb threats. You feel me? Without even, not even knowing the Freddie Gay. That's why when people came to me like, yo, why don't you do something about Freddie Gay? Like, yo, you the perfect rapper to give us a song about Freddie. I've been writing songs about Freddie Gay before he died.
Right.
You know what I mean? Go back, listen to my album. You're going to get all that. But whatever. That's neither here nor there.
Right.
So that's just the intro, brother. And that's nowhere near the best song.